Hey guys, welcome back to Ponderosa Ponderers. As always, it's Rockwell Peterson.
And Isaac Wilhelmy.
Joining us in the studio today to talk about, well, I'll let him explain it.
Here we have Liam Yantis on what it means to be a man.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Topic I think would be a good one to cover right about now is we start to move towards opening everything up again and humans will be interacting with each other again.
Yeah, for sure.
So, let's get started. Okay, so on the topic of what it means to be a man, as always, we'll start with our guest. Liam, what does being a man mean to you?
So much more than society, like, portrays it.
Yeah.
Like, just off the bat, like, where to begin? There's just so many stereotypes and so many crazy, I want to say wrong expectations of manhood. And, like, depending on what women think or, like, even younger men think, just, it's totally different than what.
Oh, yeah.
Especially, I'll come at it from, like, a religious standpoint. My confirmation sponsor is Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati, and I chose him because I thought he was one of my ideal, like, men figures. Like,
yeah.
He is what a man looked like to me.
Mm.
He loved the outdoors. He loved climbing. He loved, I'll just say that, like, inserting his dominance, not to anyone, but just, like, to nature. Like, he just got with nature and spent all of his time out there. And that's huge for me. Yeah. Like, just being skilled enough to recognize and appreciate and use nature to its fullest ability.
Yeah.
And that's something that can go either way, like men and women. It's just, there's a difference. There's the limits men can push themselves to, and there's the limits women can push themselves to, and they're both different, and I don't know. He's just one of my role models.
Gotcha.
That's fair. Yeah, I wanted to really get into this topic because the American Psychological Association has come out and has labeled certain traits as toxic masculinity, which they now consider a mental disorder.
Jeez.
That of which, some of them I just don't understand. I don't have them in front of me, but I know that this happened. And I remember some of the traits that they put down. But yeah, it's crazy.
What were some of them that you remember?
Some of them were, one of them I remember for sure was being stoic. Stoicism is now considered a mental disorder and part of toxic masculinity, which is crazy to me. Like, the American Psychological Association is trying to bring men closer to being women.
Mm.
Now, don't get me wrong. I think that a man should know how to handle, deal with, and channel his emotions.
Mm-hmm.
I think a man should be level-headed in times of crisis, and I think he should be able to, you know, have fun, express himself, you know, be angry in a just manner.
Yeah.
So that leads into the topic of righteous anger, because I think there's, you know, unjustified anger and then righteous anger or justified anger. You know, I don't think you should ever be angry at your wife or girlfriend unless they've truly wronged you. Like, I think you should be angry with them towards things.
Yeah. Don't blame them.
Yeah.
Be with them.
Don't take it out on them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be with them. Be angry with them. And that's why I'm like, in times of crisis, you should be level-headed. We shouldn't be, you know, being emotionally aware and emotionally intelligent does not, you know, stuffing everything down and not dealing with it is just as emotionally unintelligent as crying the second that danger appears, especially if you're a man. Your job is to, you know, say middle of the night, window breaks downstairs. It shouldn't be your wife getting up to go check it out. It's your job.
Yeah, for sure. It's what a man's supposed to do.
Exactly.
And that's just crazy to me that people are, like, trying to get that mixed up. Like, saying, man, if a man does that, oh, he's sexist, he's not letting the women, like, do this stuff. And it's like, no, 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 it's not about that at all.
Yeah.
It's about, like, our, like, primal instinct. And primal, like...
Well, yeah.
It's in us.
Yeah.
Like, it's not...
Yeah, biology. Yeah.
Something that we can just turn off.
Well, you know? Think of it this way. It's not even like a sexist thing. You don't even have time to think. You're woken up by the sound of breaking glass downstairs. Mm. You're automatically going to get out of bed to go check.
Yeah. Grab a close weapon.
Yeah, yeah. Your wife or girlfriend's just going to look at you and be like, what's going on? Mm-hmm.
Like, that, stay here.
Yeah, you stay just here. Stay here. That should be how it goes. Mm. And I saw this article that it's like, it was a feminist writing it, and she's like, this coronavirus outbreak quarantine is going to bring us all back to the 1950s. And I was very confused by that.
How?
Yeah, she was basically referring to like, resetting and reaffirming like gender roles and bringing back basic gender roles and how like all the work that feminists have put in have been in vain, you know, and will be reset. And I don't agree with that. I really don't. I don't think it will be. Do I think we need to reassess where we're at, not only as a society, but as a country? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think we're going a bit too far. Mm. You know what I mean?
Trying to be the best.
Yeah, we're trying to cater and account for everyone. Now, I think we should be respectful of everyone, but I also think that we shouldn't change up our society as a whole without due process. You know, without stepping carefully and understanding what we're doing at every step and the repercussions that come with it.
Because everything has a repercussion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I'll go into what I think it means to be a man last. But Isaac.
Yeah. No. What it is to be a man. I'm a big family man.
Yeah.
So my views on it is take care of your family.
Yep.
Be the protector of your family. If your family needs something, be there. Straight away for them, just be that male role model, that father figure of, like, for your family.
Yeah.
Don't leave them. Don't, like, just be there for them.
Yeah.
Because they need it. And also, like, job-wise, it doesn't really matter because a girl can do, like, what I can do, be an accountant, or, like, a girl can work on a car and stuff. But typically, like, construction girls not on that, but they can if they want.
Yeah.
So, job-wise, there's no really thing.
Yeah, we're at being a man. We're at a point in our society where anyone can do any job.
Yeah.
And I think that's a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
But just socially what it means to be a man.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, just... That's my one big point, is just family...
Yeah.
And just be their protector of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even yourself.
Yeah.
You just gotta know those skills to protect you and anyone you care about.
Yeah. No, absolutely. But yeah. Yeah, when it comes to being a man for me, I think it's being... You know, it doesn't need to be all the time, but when called upon, you need to be able to be assertive... and level-headed and take control of the situation. You know, if everyone else is scared, running, shots are ringing, whose job is it? It should be the man's job to get everyone calmed down and moving in the right direction. Get everyone to safety. Mm-hmm. And then a woman's going to be better at helping everyone after the fact. Mm. You know, I think that's where the traditional gender roles truly come in, is a man is meant to fix something in the moment. A woman is meant to fix the after effects of the moment.
Yeah. One other thing is, I know it's typical for men to keep their emotions bottled up and just to hide them.
Yeah.
No. Being a man, you don't do that. You let your emotions shine out, show.
Well, that's what I was talking about, where I think it's handling with your emotions in a rational way. You know, you work through the things that happen to you, not bottle it up.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing... Being too emotional in some circumstances, only makes this situation worse.
Yeah.
So, like you said, it's all... You just gotta...
Situational.
Control it and situational figure it out. And the controlled amount.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But nowadays, it's just bottled up. You're a man. You shouldn't have emotions. It's no.
Or it's let it all out all the time, and it doesn't matter what situation you're in.
Yeah.
You know, so you end up with men that are really quiet and never say anything and don't deal with their emotions. And then you end up with men that are crying all the time, don't know how to deal with their emotions, and are basically just screaming because they're lost. And I think part of being a man and part of the self-esteem issue, especially in our generation and some of the, you know, younger generations, is the fact that we're not finding things that we're good at. You know, find something that you're good at, that'll give you self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
And by getting good at that, you then have a power. You have the power, you have the knowledge that you are good at something and could beat someone else. And then using that wisely. Mm-hmm. You know, letting someone beat you when it means more to them.
Yeah.
Even when you know you could whoop them.
Yeah.
You know, making every... In my case, every fight fair that I have with my buddies, you know, it's bridling that power.
Yeah.
I think that's a key aspect of being a man, is having that power to bridle. Because otherwise you end up being a bully who's constantly looking for power. He's constantly looking for that self-esteem, and he's taking it out on others because he thinks that's where it comes from.
Yeah. And bragging about.
Yeah.
What he knows. What,
whatever it is.
Yeah.
And people don't understand. That's a huge part of our primal competition and instinct is we're gonna win and beat the crap out of people no matter what. It's that's huge for us. I think men in general are just more competitive when it comes to just
competitive things.
Competition in general. Competition. You know, I know if I could win every time, it's heck yeah.
Yeah.
I want it. And part of the... What I want to touch on... Part of the thing is knowing your limits.
Yeah.
And, realizing what you can and can't do. And either, just putting it aside or building it up and trying to become the best at something without being a jerk, you know?
Yeah.
Without being the person putting other people down.
Without being entitled.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I've touched on this before, but I think part of it is we've gotten off track in our image of humility.
Yeah.
You know, I think being humble is knowing that you're good at something, but not believing that you're entitled to anything because of it, not believing you're better than anyone because of it, as opposed to not acknowledging the fact that you're good at things.
Yeah. Entitledness is just gross.
Yeah.
And ugly. No one wants it.
No.
And it's... You just become a jerk because of it.
I mean, we're all humans. There is not a single thing that you do that someone else on this planet is not better than you at.
Yeah.
You know? That's why we say the greatest yet. For everything.
Because eventually someone's gonna beat you.
Yeah.
Eventually.
But it's still finding that one thing.
Mm-hmm. Finding what you love.
Not being entitled. And I think part of being a man is having passion, having a purpose. Damn. You know, because you don't always need to know what you're doing or where you're going or what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to have a purpose. You have an end goal. Have somewhere you want to get, or have something that you want to do over the course of your life. You know, have that thing deep down inside where you're like, I'm going to do this, and no one is going to stop me. Have that purpose, have that mission, and I think that's something that we need.
Like, have a family.
Yeah, absolutely. Like,
take care of your family.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's huge to think about, like, protecting.
Yeah.
Like, one of our main jobs is protecting the dignity of women.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, oh, yeah.
There's going to be a lot of women out there saying, like, all men are jerks. Like, all men are... No, it's... No. Men will beat the crap out of men
who
are, like, messing around with a woman. You know?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, we keep each other in check way more than people give us credit for. It's huge to, like, respect and protect the dignity of women. And
I think this is a good time for us to step into an ad break. We'll be back in just a second. Okay, now that we're back, I would like to touch upon the Viktor Frankl idea that I think he took from Nietzsche.
Which is?
Nietzsche, or Nietzsche, the father of nihilism. He was a German philosopher.
Yeah.
It's, he who has a why to live can bear almost any how. And I think that's very true. I think as long as you have a purpose, as long as you have a reason to live, you'd be surprised by how much humans can survive.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. Because, we just got to find, that's bringing it back to a purpose.
Yeah.
A purpose in life. Like, it doesn't matter how you're going to get there. It's a matter on why.
Yeah.
Why you should get there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm sitting here shaking my head with everything you're saying, and I realize they can't see me. I'm like, yes.
I definitely think we should start a YouTube channel.
That'd be fun.
If you can see all my head nods.
Oh, yeah.
All of our expressions.
Well, I think body language and expressions tells a lot. It'd be nice to have everyone be able to see the studio. I think if we get to 1,000 views, spread the word, if we get to 1,000 views, we're going to start a YouTube channel.
Oh, man.
That's a goal.
Yeah.
That's a goal.
Sure. If we hit that, we're doing a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
We're at 400 right now.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. Oh my gosh.
But yeah. Anyway, back to the topic.
Absolutely. On what it means to be a man, continuing Liam's point of, you know, men are meant to be protectors. I can tell you right now, if any of us, for sure, heard that some dude was hitting his wife or girlfriend, you know we'd be rolling up.
Oh, yeah.
Just so...
You shouldn't do that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you should be taught a lesson if you do that.
Absolutely. I mean, I think if you see a man getting physically aggressive with a woman, you have every right to step in and just beat that dude to a pulp. Period.
Stop him.
Yeah. Period.
Should just be your human instinct.
Yeah.
Man or woman.
You know? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But it's interesting, if you look at the numbers, women are actually more likely to be domestic abusers, and yet we have no shelter for men. Because we have women's shelters, but statistically, women are more likely to abuse men, physically. Because they know, like, if you get a really angry woman, she knows she can hit her husband or her boyfriend, and he can't do anything.
Yeah.
You get a really angry man, he's not going to do anything most of the time, because he knows if he does, he's going to jail immediately.
Yeah, I mean, it should happen.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Like, he should absolutely go to jail.
Yeah.
I just think we need to pay attention to both sides of the coin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Equal rights.
Exactly.
Equal rights.
Equality.
Equality.
I heard something about, like, courtship. right? So men are, yeah, like, we've been taught to,
yeah,
be the ones courting.
Yeah. Right?
And in this last modern world, you know, it's getting a little bit more common for women to start courting men. I just think it's interesting. We don't know how to reject women.
Oh, yeah. No, like, not at all.
I just think it's so funny because, like, women are always the ones either, like, accepting courtship or rejecting, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sure some of them still don't have rejection down, and some of them just
have it down.
Yeah, just, no, uh-uh, leave me alone, you know? But it's like, I honestly have no idea what I would do.
Yeah. No, it's really tough.
Like, I just think it's funny to think about, because...
Yeah, I would honestly just be shocked. Like, I encourage women to court and go after men.
Make the first move.
Yeah, if he's not picking up on your signals, just go after him.
Yeah, men are oblivious.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We are not... Well, we're also not looking for it half the time.
Exactly.
Like, we're really not. We try not to assume that you like us, because if we start doing that, we'll assume that every girl likes us, and it's just not going to end
well. It's not a good route.
No.
I've been there.
Yeah.
It's not a good route.
No, not at all.
But anyway. Yeah, no. I'm wholeheartedly force. Or I don't know what I'm trying to say.
You're good. But you're definitely for it.
Yeah, for having girls make the first move.
Yeah, I just don't know. But, like, how do you
reject them?
Yeah, how do you say, like, no?
Sorry.
It's one thing saying no to a dance or something, or, like,
yeah,
there's,
yeah,
been moments all through school, like, saying no to just simple things.
Yeah.
But it's like,
yeah,
I'd be dead frozen.
Yeah.
If I, like, oh, yeah, man.
Yo, hey, I go on a date.
Sure.
I gotta go tie my shoe.
I mean,
I'm sorry, my mom wants me home for dinner. You're 20 and you live on your own. I gotta go. I'm sorry. Like,
just freak out and just have an anxiety attack.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, we're all scared to hurt people's feelings.
Oh, yeah.
Like, me personally, I know, like, and I might just, it's just a little bit harder for men to hurt, like, a woman's feelings.
Yeah.
Especially in a, like, instance like that, you know?
It's just
like,
no,
oh, man.
I'm not bothered too much by hurting a man's feelings. I'm just not, like, it's just kind of funny.
But when it comes to a woman, it's just like, it's what men should do.
Yeah.
They should be, like,
they should feel bad.
They should feel bad for hurting their women's feelings.
Yeah.
Like, that's another thing about what it means to be a man. Just, they should feel bad for hurting a woman.
Yeah.
Or a woman's feelings.
Well, it's interesting because OkCupid released some data on the value of humans. OkCupid is like a dating site. And they found that your value to society will never be higher than being a woman between the age of 18 and 26.
Oh, yeah. You told me about that.
Yeah. And then it just goes down after that.
Yeah.
And then men are legitimately useless to society until they hit the age of about 26 and beyond. So you have this phenomena where men's lives just keep getting better, and women find that their lives are getting worse.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, is why we find ourselves in the situation we're in right now. We're suddenly, you know, guys are like, wow, this life is suddenly great. Life has been awful for years, and suddenly it's great. Like, people actually care what I have to say, and I matter. And then women are finding that no one's paying attention to them anymore. No one cares.
Why is that, though?
Biology.
Biology?
Yeah, they're leaving the realm of being young and attractive and, you know, fertile.
Yeah.
And they're entering the realm of being what you think of as the age of your mom growing up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just getting older.
Yeah.
Getting weaker and...
Yeah.
Unfertile.
Exactly.
So they can't really...
Yeah. So their societal value starts going down.
Yeah. And then men's...
Men start
just
going up. And it's interesting because they also did some data where a majority of men are below average to to women.
For...
Attractiveness-wise.
Oh, okay.
So a majority of men that would be considered average attractiveness are considered below average up until you get to, like, the cream of the crop. Like, the best of the best looking guys. And everyone else is just considered kind of, like, below average attractive to women. Whereas it's a bell curve when men are looking at women, you know, where it's like there's low, you know, average and then high. You know, like, it still falls within that bell curve, which is what should happen. And then if you look at intelligence, you got a lot of really smart men and a lot of really stupid men. And then you get a lot of really average intelligence women. And so then they have to go through this thing where they're dealing with a bunch of idiots. You know, they're dealing with a bunch of really stupid guys.
And there's high just school.
Yeah, high exactly. School. Like, there's just as many smart guys out there as there are stupid guys. Mm-hmm. It's just they spend more of their time being average intelligence, having to deal with the average guy... who is stupid. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, probably stupid.
That's the issue.
Well, especially to, like, 25. Like, women are, what do they say, like, more mature.
Yeah.
Oh, like, just all through growing up until men hit 25.
Mm. Yeah.
And it's like, women are 23 and men are 25 or something.
It's
like the peak of just being
mature.
Fully grown and mature.
Oh, there you go.
And there's just, it's just crazy. Yeah,
no, boys are so immature.
Stupid.
Stupid growing up. That makes sense because once you're 26, you're like, okay,
I'm done being stupid.
I'm done doing stupid things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And then women are like, yeah, we never did stupid things. Or like, they're just average.
Yeah.
Like you said.
I think part of the issue that we're seeing is, obviously, with the APA labeling it the way that it is, I don't think our psychological association should be bending to societal pressures.
Media.
I just don't think that should be happening. And then school is a very feminine environment. It really is.
Facts.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't encourage kind of that masculine... rough and tumble, assert yourself, be a guy. It's fall in line, listen, be quiet, do as you're told. Which I don't. It's just a much more feminine environment where you're encouraged to talk things out.
Mm-hmm.
You're encouraged to shy away from, you know, violence and being assertive. And it's just I think that's part of it. Is they've started gearing school even more towards women and women's success. And I'm not saying that's necessarily a bad thing. I just think we need to look at the impacts on both genders from doing that.
There's just way more women teachers.
Yeah. No, that's part of it, for sure.
I mean, with that talking things out, I think it's good for men to actually learn that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, especially with
absolutely.
Like, future wives.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't be fighting, yelling. You should sit down, have a civil conversation on what's going
absolutely.
On.
Absolutely. I'm not saying a man shouldn't be encouraged to talk things out.
Yeah.
I'm just saying we're stopping men entirely from being able to be rough and tumble.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
With other men.
Yeah, okay. Like, that's what I'm saying, where we should absolutely encourage, you know, high emotional intelligence, the ability to work through your emotions, channel them, like I was saying earlier, and deal with them and, you know, respond accordingly to the situation. But we shouldn't be stunting men by telling them they're wrong or that they have, you know, because a lot of boys are mislabeled for having ADHD simply because... they're forced to sit in school. You know,
three hours a day.
Yeah, like, I don't... We should let kids fight. Now, should we let boys, you know, young boys hit young women? No. Absolutely not.
No.
But I don't see any reason that a 7-year-old boy can't hit another 7-year-old boy. Like, I see no reason at all. I mean, it's not even going to cause any serious damage up until, like, the high school level.
Yeah.
Unless you get really, really unlucky. Like, I don't know. I just think part of being a man is the realization that you have that strength, and you're not going to understand what that strength is unless you get to exercise it.
Yeah.
Unless you get to, as you said, know your limits.
And you need that. You need that strength, just in case.
Absolutely.
Like you said, just in case a window breaks downstairs in the middle of the night.
You need that confidence that you can defend yourself and your family. You need that confidence that you can protect people. You need to know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. I just want to touch on one more thing. For me, I know you were talking about the girl who was saying, like, we're going to go back to the 1950s. Or whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, and the first thought that came to my head was, how dare she compare modern day feminism with feminism from back then?
Oh, yeah.
Because,
Total
opposites. Like, feminism back there, they were
actually fighting
for equality, right?
Yeah.
They got equality.
Mm-hmm.
Modern day feminism is
something else.
Something else entirely.
They're victims. Like,
and I feel like unless they're treated better than men, unless like they have a spot higher on the pedestal than men, then they're not going to be happy. Like equality is not good enough.
Oh yeah.
Anymore.
Exactly.
It's not good enough anymore.
No, they need to be better. They need to be. And I just wanted to touch up on that because it's crazy.
Yeah,
it is.
Because
there is no systematic anything anymore. Societally, maybe. You know, there can still be issues in society, but that's not what you fight for.
Mm.
You're fighting for systematic equality. You know, equality in the eyes of the government and the law. And we have that already. Period.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be race, gender, whatever it is, creed, it is equal.
Yeah, we have it.
Now, societally, yes, there are issues, but there will always be issues. There will always bigots and sexists. Like, there will always be people on both sides of every situation that are just extreme.
Yeah.
That's how humans are.
That's how it's going to be. We don't all agree on one thing.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
We all have our own personal opinions and views.
But it's how the system is set up that matters.
Yeah.
That's the important thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, unless there's anything else you guys want to talk about, let's get into some closing statements.
I think we're good for this episode.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We'd love to have you on the show. Thank you guys for listening. If you want to reach out to us to talk with us about episodes, you know, episode ideas, questions you'd like us to answer, or if you'd like to be on the show, go ahead, reach out to us at Ponderosa_Ponderers on Instagram, or you can email us at PonderosaPonderers@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to have you on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And,
anything? Liam, you got anything? Shout outs, anything?
Just a great topic. Thank you, boys.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for being on. It's always a pleasure to have you, my man.
Aw, thanks, guys.
Of course. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers
out there. Happy Mother's Day!
we appreciate all of you.
Yeah, thank you for listening.
Yeah, absolutely. And don't forget, keep pondering. And now, get ready for a blooper reel. Bam 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 bam